sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young coming to you from Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Voice of America's special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Coming up at 17:30 GMT, Wednesday's opening Basketball Africa League game between Cobra Sport of South Sudan and Espoir Foucache from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And later Wednesday, in a game that begins at 2100 GMT UTC, FAP of Cameroon will face the Cape Town Tigers from South Africa. I'm joined in studio by super producer Mukbil Yabaro. Also joining us is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Mukbil.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. What's going on?
Well, let's bring in Prince Nesta now for maybe a look back at the games on Monday. Excuse me, on Tuesday. How you doing, Prince?
Doing pretty great. Oh, it feels great to be back with you, Sonny, and super producer Mukbil Yabaro. You know, I've got this famous musician, one of my favorite musicians of all time, from the Ivory Coast. He goes by the name of Alpha Blondie, and in his song Coco, he says, "We ready to rock."
Well, Prince, yeah. Let's look back. I guess you could say Zamalek was ready to rock, especially in the second half on Tuesday in Cairo. The Tigers had a halftime lead of 40-36, and then Zamalek just took control in the second half.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Sonny. And, you know, it was really, really key, especially for Ike Diogun, who the team needed the most. He was super quiet in the first half. But, you know, he responded in kind, scoring lots of points in the second half. And, you know, the tempo really increased. And I would say Zamalek is a team that can score when they want. I mean, they were super quiet in the first half. You know, people thought that they were going to be losing that particular match. But then again, you know, Edgar Sosa actually sparked the team in the offensive end with 25 points. Anas Mahmoud was really huge as far as the defensive end of the court is concerned. At the same time, also not forget one thing, that, you know, this was the 8th straight BAL win for Zamalek, and they have never lost a match. By the way, I think in my own opinion, what really hurt, you know, Cape Town Tigers the most, especially in the second half, is that, you know, there are so many foul issues, especially in regards to Peter Prinsloo and, you know, Kabongo, who sat out for the most part of the second half, and they were really instrumental for the coach Walter Boysen team, especially in the first half. And so these are the things to watch out for as Cape Town Tigers goes on to the next match. But all in all, it was a fantastic win for Zamalek, who were a little bit under pressure in the first half in that match. And
Mukbil, Cobra Sport getting ready to be on the court in Cairo at 17:30 GMT UTC. They've played arguably the two toughest teams in the Nile Conference, Mukbil, in Zamalek as well as Petro de Luanda. Must win, do you think, for Cobra Sport as they get ready to play Espoir Foucache?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel as though they've really shown a lot of potential in a lot of these games. This being their first inaugural tournament in the BAL, they've shown a lot of glimpses of what they can do. We have Mayan Kier, who's shown a ton of potential. He's their leading scorer with an average of 13 points in both games. He's also dominating on the defensive end as well with his rebounds. I believe he's averaging about 10 rebounds. So he's averaging a double-double, doing what he can to be able to help and support his team. But it seems as though their first halves are always a lot stronger than their closing. So if they can keep that same energy in the first half as they do regularly, I think they'll play a really good game today.
Mayan Kier, the man you mentioned, Mukbil, he spoke ahead of this big game against Espoir Foucache, and He basically says they need to improve their defense. He's quoted as saying, our defensive rotation has been extremely poor. I feel like our communication is extremely poor. We're still new to the Basketball Africa League. We don't really know each other. We just recently met. We're learning as we go along, but now's the time that you got to learn some some really quick lessons, I think, Muckville.
if you know what they say, you know, you just got to throw somebody in the fire, in a sense. And I feel like with those two teams that they played, those are two very well-experienced teams, having went relatively far for FAP in the tournament last year, and with Zamalek winning it all, you really are getting a taste for the best of the best is who you're facing. And for a young team with not so much experience, you know, hopefully they'll be able to turn that around and use that as experience for this game moving forward. But we'll see. They are playing Fukash, who you know, also had an amazing, almost an amazing entire game, and they just kind of collapsed. So we'll see who will show us what they've learned from their losses.
Prince Nesta, what about Fukash? They fell a little bit short in their first game against FAP. What do you think they're going to do this time around against Cobra Sport?
Well, they're going to be facing a Cobra Sport squad, which is a little bit wounded. And you know, Sunny, the King Cobra is one of the most venomous snakes on this planet. You know, they can basically, when they stand up and, you know, and look, they can even look at a full-grown person in the eye, and when confronted, they're always very, very dangerous. So Cobra Sports is going to be coming on to this match after going down to Petro and Zamalek, and of course, Espoir Fukash also, you know, fell short, you'll recall, in the first match against FAP. At the same time, I would like to say, you know, if Cobra Sports, which is a team that I've watched against keenly, and, you know, they fumble a little bit too much when faced with pressure. And so I would expect Fukash to apply more pressure on, you know, Cobra Sport, because they struggle a little bit with their ball handling skills. And, you know, they're a little bit weak defensively. And they have issues as far as, you know, protecting their perimeter line and rotating on their defense. They have too many turnovers. Like you recall, Cobra Sport had 27 turnovers in that match against Petro Luanda. At the same time, you know, Petro, you know, suffocated their defense. They lack a couple of great communication here and there, especially as far as the players is concerned. So they really need to work on their team chemistry if they are to bring down this Espoir, very good Espoir Fukash team, which, you know, has forward Rolly Fuller, who's really experienced. And, you know, I was really instrumental as far as their first match was concerned. I mean, they lost to FAP 77-60, but Rolly Fuller and Bobo Kasaba were really great, especially on the offensive end. At the same time, you know, I think Fukash will also need to have a productive bench, you know, coming on to this particular match if they are to walk away with the win, Sonny.
Prince Nesta, I know you've traveled quite a bit, and you're a tall guy. You're roughly the same height as me and Muckbill. In your travels, Prince, have you ever been eye to eye with a cobra?
Well, I would say maybe cobras, not really cobras, but maybe humans who can also be partly cobras. Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Prince.
But no, I would never want to wish to, you know, get in close contact with a cobra. I know I come from Africa, but there in Africa, the black mamba is one of the most poisonous snakes, most feared, more than even the cobra, Sonny.
This is the voice of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
For more on Season 2 of the Basketball Africa League, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with a former player for the Egyptian national team.
My name is Amr Abul Khair. I am ex-player, national team player, captain of the team. I played the World Cup and World Cup 1990. I was in Los Angeles 1984 and in Seoul 1988. I coached national team of Egypt, senior team. I was in Spain World Cup 2014. And now I am coaching youth team, under 17, going to World Cup that summer in July in Spain, and under 18 for Africa Championship in Madagascar on July 29, 2022. About the BAL season two, for sure is a good tournament. Especially with import players on each teams. Starting any tournament, for sure, it will be too close to each other's games. We start games with some games, some close game, and the others, we have some teams, they show better than the others. I think Zamalek, he did a good job on his first game and hope on the other games too.
Zamalek Basketball Club of Egypt is the defending champion of the league. Do you think other teams can upset or win them in Egypt?
About Zamalek Club, for sure he's fighting for his champion league. He won the last BAL first session, and think now he's fighting tough. It cannot be easy like last year. I think for that session or that tournament, the semi-final, I think it will be him and Peter Luanda from Angola. I think they are the best two teams playing on that tournament. And I think both of them, they will be qualified for the final tournament in Rwanda.
Apart from football, how popular is basketball in Egypt?
About the popular sports in Egypt, for sure, football is the first sports. But usually basketball in all over the world is a popular sport, especially in Egypt. For sure, we have handball and volleyball. They have good results worldwide. But basketball still, and it will be the second popular sports after football in Egypt, for sure, due to the high score in the games.
That's Amer Abul Hir, an Egyptian basketball coach and former captain of the national men's team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Cairo, Egypt.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt, and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs, and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
Basketball Africa League 2022 is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA action Tuesday night, the Brooklyn Nets and the Minnesota Timberwolves both won play-in games at home to earn the seventh seed in their respective conferences in the league playoffs. Minnesota defeated the Los Angeles Clippers 109-104 to advance to a first-round matchup with the Memphis Grizzlies in the NBA playoffs. And Brooklyn beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 115-108 and will now play the number two seed Boston Celtics in a playoff series that begins Sunday. With more on the victory by the Brooklyn Nets, here is the AP's Mike Mancuso.
Kyrie Irving had 34 points and 12 assists as the number seven-seeded Brooklyn Nets knocked off the Cleveland Cavaliers 115-108 in the NBA's play-in opener.
We definitely wanted to get this one tonight to start us off on this journey in the playoffs. And now it's time to just really focus in on what the goal is, and that's to be in that winner's circle in the next 2 months or so.
The win earned the Nets a matchup with the Eastern Conference second-seeded Boston Celtics. The Nets started strong with a 40-point first quarter and opened a 22-point lead. Kevin Durant had 25 points.
Staying disciplined, playing together, and playing with passion. I mean, I don't have the schemes or the strategy to break it down to you, but that's just the overall, you know, I think that's what every team has to bring if you want to win in the postseason.
Darius Garland had 34 for Cleveland. They still have a shot to earn the eighth seed. They will host the winner of the Atlanta-Charlotte game on Friday night, with the winner moving up to play top-seeded Miami. Mike Mancuso, New York.
Thanks, Mike. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro, super producer, and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, we heard about that Nets-Celtics series coming up. That should be a really good one.
I'm really excited about that series. You have two of the premier teams in the East going head-to-head. Having the Brooklyn Nets come in seventh place isn't really a true indication of their star power, their talent. Honestly speaking, I feel as though it's going to be a way more difficult series than a lot of people might think. The Boston Celtics, being the second seed, definitely have shown throughout the season how capable they are of, you know, making an impact and a long run in the playoffs, with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown leading them, two youngsters under 25 that are elite players in the league. But going up against Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant is no easy feat as well. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
And Prince Nesta, another kind of mouth-watering NBA playoff series coming up, the Philadelphia 76ers versus the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, that one is going to be a key clash. You know, fantastic matchup. I mean, pitting great, great players, you know, such as Joel Embiid, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey. You know, they've got Danny Green, Paul Millsap, you know, up against, you know, players such as Pascal Siakam, and of course, if you look at, you know, other players such as, you know, Scottie Barnes, Fred VanVleet, this is really going to be a tough match, honestly, considering the fact that even during the standings, you know, 76ers finished fourth in the Eastern Conference, while, you know, Toronto Raptors actually managed to finish fifth. And so I think it's really going to be tough to predict, but, you know, as usual, Joel Embiid, you know, is a huge factor, considering the fact that he just, won that record scoring stuff. And so I think he's really going to be instrumental in this one. And that gives Philadelphia 76ers an edge over Toronto Raptors. Plus, James Harden, that's a critical piece and a big, big factor since, you know, for the longest time, he led the Houston Rockets, which was basically a one-man team, if you look at it. And James Harden was at the peak of things on that one. So it's a fantastic matchup. Can't wait to see how that shapes out, Sonny.
Prince, right before Sonny jumps in, I thought you would have mentioned the two Cameroonian giants going up against each other. You know, which Cameroonian will bring it in after this to win that series? Pro-African Prince. I don't know how you missed that one.
I know what you mean, but for sure. But, you know, as an African myself, I hope anyone wins, whether it's Toronto Raptors, whether it's the Philadelphia 76ers, Africa wins after all. And especially if either Pascal Siakam on the Toronto Raptors side is going to put in some key points and be instrumental in their win, or, you know, Joel Embiid does the same for Philadelphia 76ers, I feel Africa still wins at the same time of the year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Shout out for Joel Embiid, first international player to be the NBA scoring champion.
Wow.
30.6 points per game. Fantastic year for Joel Embiid. Coming up at 17:30 GMT UTC, we have Cobra Sport from South Sudan taking on Espoir Foucache from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Muckville, Cobra Sport lost its opener to Zamalek. You probably couldn't ask for a tougher opponent by 17 points. Then they got beat pretty handily by Petro de Luanda, 92-56. Now they go up against this team from the Democratic Republic of Congo. You think it'll be a closer game, and then maybe they can get their first win?
I absolutely feel as though it's going to be a closer game, even though the second game that they lost to Petro isn't necessarily a good indication of maybe some things that they may have tweaked or tried to change in order to be able to get that win, because they just went against two really dominating teams with a lot of experience. And I was also talking off air earlier with Sonny about Petro having some of the best team chemistry that I've seen in a long time. These players have probably played together for closer to a decade, and you know, team chemistry in basketball is essential. So with that being said, I think because they had a second game, and Foucache hasn't necessarily played their second game just yet, that might give them the plus. Sometimes, you know, just getting through the motions, even if it's not the results that you may have wanted, you might be able to see a different side today from Cobra Sports.
Prince Nesto, I think we talked about this on one of our earlier shows, that Cobra Sport maybe doesn't have that standout guard play that we've seen from some of these other BAL teams. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, it's sort of a young team. You know, it's one of the youngest teams, especially in this tournament. And, you know, they really don't have that much chemistry. As I think I listened to one of your reports, I think one of you mentioned that they haven't been together for a long time. And so they have that chemistry issue altogether. I mean, they're fantastic, really well-talented player. You know, their power forward, especially Mayan Keel, is a player who's had significant experiences. You know, he's played in Florida for Victory Rock Prep, at the same time played at the Louisiana State University, has played at the University of South Florida, featured for New Mexico State University and Central Baptist College. And, you know, he's a significant player, really critical for them, that leader that they need. But at the same time, you know, this is a really young squad, probably the youngest this tournament. Yes, they have shown significant improvements and, you know, potential to basically become a team for the future, a team to watch out for in the BL tournament. But at the same time, I would like to see them improve a little bit on their team chemistry. And of course, their defense has been pathetic so far. Their ball handling skills and abilities, they have crumbled whenever they have faced any pressure. But at the same time, I would like to say, Sunny, also looking at the coach's perspective, I don't know, you know, if you read this, but I read it, you know, in one of them, I think it was ESPN, and, you know, let's give credit to where it's due. Their sports, you know, their head coach, who's called Manyang Mani Bebiri, actually has really been critical as far as, you know, his coaching career is concerned in Australia. He developed a youth development basketball club in Australia, which is called the Longhorns. And, you know, he set it up back in the year 2003, and it continues to produce exceptional talent, you know, some of whom have gone on to play in college basketball in the U.S., including Mayan Keel, who we just talked about, is, you know, one of the players who's come from this particular development club. And so Shadow's going out to the Cobra Sports coach. You know, he serves people. And he also said that by serving people who come from similar backgrounds as his own, you know, he develops a sense of pride for his adopted country while also maintaining a connection to his roots. He used to live in Kenya, fled the war in Sudan, and, you know, set up base in Australia, and really making a significant difference as far as his career and, of course, in inspiring others is concerned, Sonny.
Very good points, Prince. And Mukbil, I imagine a tournament like this for Cobra Sport, it really is kind of, seasoning of the highest order. I mean, most of those players probably have not played at this type of skill level in this type of tournament. What do you think it can do down the road for the development of South Sudanese basketball?
I definitely think that it's only going to move their game within South Sudan forward. If we think about South Sudan having an extensive history in pro basketball, you know, having had a lot of players make it to the pros, it's different than actually having the teams build these players up from the ground up in their home country. So I think, this team, Cobra Sports, going up against in this tournament with the level of adversity they've already faced in the first two games, it's showing that, you know, how can you respond to this with this being your first instance in the game, right, in the tournament. I think this is going to be a very big indication on what it is that they can do moving forward by going up against a team that, you know, just like them, is relatively new in this tournament. This will show really where they are at the moment.
Prince Nesta coming up later Wednesday in a game that begins at 2100 GMT UTC. FAP from Cameroon, with a record of one win and one loss in the Nile Conference, goes up against the Cape Town Tigers. Tigers licking their wounds after that 101-77 loss to Zamalek. How do you see that one, Prince?
Oh, this one is going to be quite a tough match for both teams. I mean, FAP basically boasts of, you know, having experience in the sense of, you know, they're returning to the BAL tournament for the second straight time. At the same time, you know, you've got a really talented Cape Town Tigers team, which has the likes of American Billy Preston, Jamel Artis, you know, also Mika Bongo, who's of a DSC, and Canadian. At the same time, you know, Ivan Ganapamo, the Cape Verdean, and, you know, you've got Peter Prinsloo, the South African, a combination of really terrific players who can contribute offensively and, you know, really mess up the plans of FAP. But at the same time, you know, I look at FAP and, you know, they play a little bit physically, they're a physically tough team, they play aggressively, they're a combative team, and so this is a match to watch out for, although at the same time, it's a must-win match for Cape Town Tigers, who've lost two games so far, while their rivals have only lost one game. So Cape Town Tigers will be wounded lions as far as this particular match is concerned.
Let's give a shout-out for a couple of the American players on the Tigers, Prince. You mentioned Billy Preston and also Jamel Artis. They combined for 37 points on Tuesday night, and I got to believe they're going to need another big scoring output from them, Prince.
Absolutely, yes. And what they need to do is also avoid fouling, because, you know, you recall that they will be coming into this match 24 hours later after playing a Zamalek, very good Zamalek team, and they set it off really well in the first half, and then all of a sudden they crumbled in the second, mostly because some of their best players sat out for the most part of the second half, and so they're going to need to avoid that. But really, really fantastic, fantastic lineup that they've got right there, really incredibly experienced and exceptional. Can't wait to see them on the act, Sonny.
Finally, Mukbil Yabara, we got maybe a minute left. What do you think of the atmosphere so far in Cairo?
I think the atmosphere has been really good. Having their team, Zamalek, there is definitely huge for the Egyptian fans. And, you know, just having such an extensive history of basketball in Egypt, that automatically helps the crowd. They're not new to this, so them definitely turning up for the tournament, for this portion of the tournament, is amazing, and it's only going to keep getting better. Their team is just really rolling right through it, so that's going to be huge for them as well. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the fan perspective in Cairo.
Thanks to super producer Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to Prince Nesta, and we'll be back at halftime as well as during some of the breaks in the action of this upcoming game. So please keep it locked on the Voice of America. Thanks also to our engineer, Jonathan Walker. Coming up is Basketball Africa League action, Cobra Sport versus Espoir Foucache. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington.
Hello and welcome from Dr. Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex, located in Cairo, Egypt, the venue that has played host to 3 days of fantastic, fabulous basketball league action. Day four of the Nile Conference awaits, and we have a double hitter ahead of us in what many are billing as the business end of the conference. 12 cities play host to the qualifiers, and we have 12 teams hoping to pick up one of the 8 spots here in the Basketball Africa League. And it's a double header, yes, 2 teams here with a must-win situation. When we have a look at the lot, Petro de Luanda on top, undefeated. The SOAP AZ-Zamalek, the defending champions, FAP from Cameroon, sitting nicely nestled in between, and the other 2 teams looking to pick up a win. Taking part today, I'm Quentin Denason, and I'm part of a dynamic trio. In the house with me is the dynamic, the incredible Nefertiti Ashakomogisha.
Well, thank you very much, Q. It is going to be an exciting game, and you can see the starting five, just one change for Cobra Sport, with Gatwang Ju coming in, replacing Jared Harrington in the starting five.
Well, the triple threat, obviously, in the house. But we have a look quickly at the starting five for Cobra Sport. And Diu, Mayan Kerr, Wang, David Deng, Dikong, and Leon Hampton at the start. And Jared Harrington not there because I think they're just trying to switch up some things. Now, we have the third member of this triple threat. He's out and about, and Robbie Knock is somewhere in the arena. Robbie, looking forward to a great one today.
So excited, so excited. It's kind of like a judgment day, isn't it, for these two teams? Looking forward to it. Good to see you guys.
We're lucky here to see you. Tip-off goes the way of Espoir Foucache, and we are going to get into this straight away. Cobra Sport, long, lengthy, athletic. They want to start well. Espoir Foucache have had a couple of days off to just get into the tournament. They've had a chance to have a look at their opposition. They've watched Cobra Sport take on the two best teams, arguably the two best teams in the tournament, and they'll want to make a statement after having some rest.
And obviously this is the first East African derby matchup we're seeing in the BAL.
Opening score. Great turn and finish by Ganga. A chance for this Cobra Sport to get into deal. Gonna move the ball around and looking for options. Cobra Sport, long, lanky, and athletic. They have options on the offensive end. And man, that man, Mayan Kerr, the record-setting rebounder, gets to the rim. 2 points to open the scoring for Cobra Sport.
He's establishing his presence in that paint, and you can see what it means to him and to his teammates with that celebration.
Oh, Mayan Kerr is fantastic inside the paint. Of course, he lived in Australia, Melbourne. His story starts there, but plays basketball in South Florida and spent the 2021 season at New Mexico State. And now he's here at the Basketball Africa League making a name for himself, and is definitely going to be one of the primary offensive threats for this Cobra Sport outfit.
Well, the man who is called Double Double in the tournament has established himself already on the scoreboard. Let's see if he can convert on that free throw line.
Opening 3-point play for Cobra Sport. Espoir Foucache pushing the ball up really quickly. Rebound. Kerr on the missed shot attempt. And it is Espoir Pokal looking to find the openings really early. Adieu is put into that starting point guard position. It's Deng in the corner. Deng elevates. Rebound is then picked up now. Mpaka. Up they come. Kasongo. Wamba. He's going to drive in. The kick out for the three. And there's a cleanup, a battle for the boards. Kerr comes away with it on the scramble. He's just so long and athletic. And another rebound to Kerr.
His size gives him the ability to dominate the boards. And he already is on the count on both ends of the court.
The rebounding is going to be a big factor here for this Espoir Pokal and Cobra Sport team against Petro de Luanda. They did a fantastic job of keeping Cobra Sport off the board, but it's going to be a different prospect in this encounter. Kiwok, but get one deal.
It is the battle of the 0-0 guards, both Gatwang and Arsene Mwamba.
Mwamba spent some time with this team, ASB Mazembe in the 2020 qualifiers. He's got BAL experience and he's going to have to lean on all of that in this game. Shot out. Another three-point attempt up. Can't go to hand as the ball goes again to Cobra Sport. Mind Kier. Kier! Two more!
Kier bringing the energy on both ends of the court and having fun.
Well, it's Jack Kapongo getting a start, and he drives in, picks up the foul. And just the Cobra Sport bringing in Jack Kapongo. Draws the first foul. Hampton comes across, and he's going to be whistled for second team foul.
A good time to talk about the referees today. Of course, Julian McFadden, you American from California. Dorothy Okatch of Botswana, joined by Mahamadou Diallo of Mali. Two Africans and a referee from the US of A.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Yeah, it's always great that we have this international refereeing board, and they bring expertise, and they've been great throughout the tournament so far.
Absolutely. That versatility is what makes the BAL very rich from all aspects of the game.
Back into the offense goal. Cobra Sport, Hampton gets a touch. It's Deal from the baseline. Comes off the side of the backboard, and it's cleaned up nicely by Kapongo. Throws ahead. Now a chance in the offense. Fuller right into the path of the cutting Okorafor. And Okorafor caught in those long strides, commits the charge, and it'll be a turnover ball. I think it was the right option, but really good heads-up play by Kiro. Puts his body on the line.
Well, absolutely unnecessary. He had options on both sides, but he chose to go with the offensive foul.
Three-point bomb comes from that man, Wang.
Wang, obviously, has been accurate behind the arc, and he's already getting the points on the board.
Such a scramble inside the paint, and that's Mayan Kier doing the hustle work again as these guys are getting tangled up. It's physical inside the paint. The drive in, the kick wide open. Wang knocks down the three.
It's exactly what you expect from a derby, and you can see the reaction there from the Cobra Sport bench. Very happy with the hustle, and that's the sort of energy they've been able to bring into the tournament so far.
But yeah, Wang has got 90 points in the tournament so far, and he does lead the team in assists as well. Seven of those.
Well, you talk about Wang, and his name literally means eye. So he has an eye for assists, Wang.
Three-point bomb. Okorafor can't hold it. It's Deng who does come away with the scramble. Fans of Dio. Deng will try the three. In and out. Okorafor's rebound scrambles out. Now a chance for this offense, and that pass is a little bit clumsy, and it forced an unforced error here for Espoir Pokal. Just got to calm it down a little bit. Eight plays four. 6:45 left in this opening encounter, must-win game for both of these teams.
It's a slow start from both teams, but you get the feeling that they're just trying to get used to each other and understand what is the strength and the weaknesses of the opponent. But so far, Cobra Sport controlling the rhythm of the game so far.
They're getting exactly the looks that they want. Bagondio shot won't go, and there's a chance now for an inbound. Right underneath, Kier, up and in. Great execution on that baseline, and Kier adds to his total. 7 points already for the big out of Cobra Sport.
7 of Cobra Sport's 10 points. That is exactly what he brings to that team. And looking at Jared on the bench, encouraging his teammates.
Chance here, Espoir Fakash. Ball moves out to the perimeter. Another three-point bomb will rattle off, and a chance for Cobra Sport out in the open floor. It's Dio, floats it up. In and out it goes. And doesn't go to hand. It'll have to go out on the baseline. A touch just doesn't go the way of Espoir Fakash.
Espoir Fakash will be very proud of that defense and the zone. So far, it's working magic for them.
Roddy Fuller just looking to put a little bit of pressure, and there's another quick heads-up play, comes off the leg of Fuller. Smart heads-up play. Here, looking to work. Goes to ground, and
that's three team fouls for Espoir Fakash.
Isolation here. Kier looking to go to work, and looking at that replay, might have been a tad bit harsh as Mpaka picks up the foul.
Well, the contact there was enough for the referees to call the foul, and it's ball possession for Cobra Sport.
Now, baseline, Hampton, here on the drive, throws it down with authority.
The instructions from the coach Manyang are very clear: attack the hoop when you have the chance to, and that is exactly what Kier is up to today.
He has been aggressive, has the look in his eye, and they've gone to him almost every time down.
He's fearless, and you can feel it. And that sort of energy is what the teammates are feeding off of. And looking at the power, the precision, absolutely incredible.
The handoff here explodes of two, and that's a thunderous jam, a statement dunk from Mayan Kier. Now Fakash looking to reply. Still can't find touch. Is that one? From Paka, just goes from the back iron. He's looking for it, searching for it, just can't find it at this point. 12 plays four, it's an 8-point game. Deal. Chance for Hampton to go to work. Hampton fades away, and the hook shot goes. Two more to the total. Cobra Sport flowing here on the offensive end. They've managed to accumulate a double-digit lead early in the first quarter. Fakash, Mbanza, inside. Double team, that ball fake works, and that's a nice finish by Shungo.
And his celebration is what is impressive there as they fall back for defense.
Dang, fires and hits from the outside, and that's a quick score. Just a reply to that two-pointer from Shungo. Back and forth we go. This is a frenetically paced game. Drive baseline, and then dunk. Doesn't go, but there's a wide open shot on the perimeter, and it goes the way of Kabuya, of Kasongo. Three to the total, and it's a frenetic start indeed. 17-9. We haven't had a timeout yet. 4:14 to go in this first quarter.
It's a great reaction from Espoir Fakash in the last two possessions. Being able to score.
Drives, contact called.
No basket.
Basket won't count. Wow, what an athletic display we've seen. And we're going to get our first time out with Cobra Sports on the charge. 17-9 the score with 4:03 left here. The first quarter has been dynamic. Cobra Sports.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we have about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Cobra Sport looking venomous. Cobra Sport leads Espoir Foucache from the DRC 17-9. Prince Nesta, I stole your venomous word. Yes, I did.
That's okay, so long as you don't become venomous, you son. But yeah, absolutely, I totally agree with you. They have really become venomous, especially, you know, their physicality is troubling the Fukesh team. And of course, you know, their size and length for sure. And they're attacking. Jimmy Cliff says you can get it if you really want it, and that's what exactly Cobra are doing.
How about Mayan Kier, man? Really coming out, keeping that tempo, showing his team, listen, if we got to get this one, this is a do or die, more so for them than it is for Foucache because they have the two losses. He's really giving them everything, taking it straight to the paint, 9 points early,
including a monster dunk early on.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's really carrying the team right now, and I think, you know, they're focusing in on him, Mukbil, but he's able to distribute the ball.
Absolutely. He was able to get that David Deng, that three-point corner shot. So yeah, the rest of the team is really starting to wake up right behind them. So it's exciting to see what they're able to do right now in the first quarter. It's early. I know, as Prince says, it's only the first quarter, but 17-9 is looking good for Cobra Sport.
Let's go back to Cairo for the action.
Mustafa Arena in Cairo, Egypt. This is Cobra Sport taking on Espoir Foucache. And we've just had our first time out, and it's been frenetic passage of play. And I know that Asha Robbie was close to the timeout. I saw him. I just got a little twinkle in his eye, and I think he's got some insights for us. Robbie, do you have anything for us?
Listen, Q, Raven Mwimba just obviously talking about the fact that they're giving them too much space out wide. They need to go and put a bit of pressure on the sharpshooters, especially that man, Kia. You know, he's getting too much space, too much time. Close him down and just cut out the light.
Well, thank you very much, and I think that's fair because he's had the hot hand for Cobra Sport, and they're looking at him every time down. Clear. Drives in, attacks again, goes to the right hand. This one is well challenged. Ball comes out. Espoir Foucache on the attack. The kick out. 3-point shot falls. Laces the net. Dambanza with that left hand of three.
Now, obviously, when you look at Espoir Foucache, they've cut down that deficit to just 4 points, and it's working for them.
Sure. Hits one in reply, and he's feeling it from everywhere on the floor. He's got the green light, and he's using every single part of this license. 12 points in this first for Mayan Kier.
How do you stop a man who can shoot from behind the arc, who can drive the ball to the basket? It's a question Espoir need to answer.
The rebound, battle, frenetic underneath. A nice move, and it just won't fall. Mushungu battling, the touch failing him. Deal. Cobra Sport. Wang in and scores two. It's a beautiful drive using the high pick and roll. Right hand on the rim. 2 points to the total.
Great response there from Wang to show that this is a deeply talented team and they can switch roles. It doesn't have to be Mayan all the time.
Jared Harrington in to get his first minutes for Cobra Sport. Off that Mpaka miss. The shot for three. And almost goes in. Chance now out on the fast breaker transition basket opportunity. And Kapongo failing to connect, turns the ball over. It's small margins. Sometimes just an error like that. That high pick and roll. Frank drives in, goes right hand using the rim for protection. Two more to the total. Inside the paint. Finesses it, gets two more. 5 points.
And that is 5 points for Wang, who's been very meticulous with the ball.
Espoir Foucache out on the break. Touch fails. Ronnie Fuller. And Fuller should have done a lot better on that one. Thrown away on the other side.
There's something that Espoir Fakasha are going to look at. It's got to be their ability to finish at close range. It's these small margins. This is Fuller going right at the defense. Teeters on the top of the rim and does not go in.
They're playing good defense on the other side of the court, but they need to deliver on the transition. They failed to do that in the last 2 minutes. And Coach Mayang on the other side, disappointed by the back-to-back turnovers.
Charge for Fukash here. Ball taken away by Wang. Dispossessing Kasongo, the drive in. Harrington looking for two, and he opens his account. Decisive drive, decisive score by Jared Harrington coming in off the bench. Another steal, another opportunity. Just comes off the foot, but hands in the passing lane, active on the defensive end. Wang manages to dispossess the ball. It's Harrington through the contact and finesses one. Two more to this Cobra Sport 24-point total. Wamba in and out. Wang. In he goes. Harrington there to try and tip it back in, but the rebound is controlled by Mpaka. Now a chance in transition for three. Short off the front rim. They control another possession to Espoir Fakash. Mbanza tries another long-range bomb there on the rebound. It's Ronnie Fuller, and Fuller getting rewarded for that hustle activity. And it's just good signs, I suppose, for Espoir Fakash, who are continually battling on the defensive and offensive end.
And obviously that puts Cobra Sport in foul trouble. But it's just 40.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. Not much of a worry for Coach Mayang.
Raleigh Fuller, DR Congo International, has been with the Congolese team, played two Afro Baskets, two qualifiers for them, has gone to the World Cup qualifiers for them as well. He had stints at Mazembe, and is definitely one of the floor leaders here on this very young Espoir Fakash team.
Obviously, the youngest team in the tournament, formed in 2019, based in Kinshasa.
Harrington comes off the pick. Elbow jump shot falls in. And it's a hot start for Harrington. It's seeming a little bit more composed coming in off the bench.
Well, sometimes you need good luck. And that's exactly what the ring provided right there for Jared.
Drive and finesse. And that one deal shot just won't go. The layup is so athletic. And they've gone with this backboard to Theo and Harrington. Right hand teeters out again, and the ball on the challenge. Just the tip in came, but the basket came after the foul call, so Gavin Dio will go to the free throw line. The young 18-year-old point guard stands at 184. That's some decent numbers. Lots of minutes in the BAL qualifiers for this Cobra Sport team, 26 minutes. Not so much the point count, I think, that matters, but you can see what he does as he connects down those two free throws.
And it is celebration both from the bench and the fans. Obviously a huge South Sudanese presence here in Cairo.
Three! Falls as Mbanza closes out the court in style. He is a scorer. He's also got the green light. Comes off the pick.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, at the end of the first quarter, Cobra Sport from South Sudan leads Espoir Fakash from the Democratic Republic of Congo 28-17. I'm joined by Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. Mukbil, your thoughts on the first quarter of action?
Cobra Sports are really, really going in. I'm loving the energy that Mayan Kier is giving the team. He's got 12 points, really leading the way. And that his playing style is actually just exciting the rest of the team. You have about six players right now on the scoreboard for the Cobra Sports Club. And the end of the quarter, that you only had two of the starters. So it goes to show you that their bench play is actually keeping up with the same tempo that the starters led with. Really, really exciting. And also, they have an 18-year-old Gatwing Dio who just scored two free throws at the end of the quarter. 18 years old in the BAL. Really doing his thing.
Prince Nesta, what does Fukash need to do to get back into this ball game?
Absolutely. They need to have their confidence back. Right now, they have been outsmarted, outplayed, and Rolly Nganga, if Rolly Fuller actually needs to, you know, wake up and inspire the rest of the folks. Right now, they are losing both of Sylvian defensively. They should convert some of those points that they keep on missing, Sunny.
And right now, again, we're at the end of the first quarter, 28-17 in favor of Cobra Sport of South Sudan over Espoir Fukash from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The players are back out on the court, so let's go back to Cairo for the action.
And we're back for second quarter action at the Dr. Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex. And this exciting encounter and a must-win affair for both Cobra Sport and Espoir Fukash. It's been Mayan Kir with 12 points leading the way for Cobra Sport. And on the other side, Mbanza has been the primary focal point. And I know that Robbie Knock is somewhere around this arena. Robbie, did you get a little bit of insight on that bench for Cobra Sport?
Absolutely. Just listening into Manny Berberi, he is just saying, you know, so far so good, it's solid, everything that you're doing is right, you know, just keep that game plan, keep yourselves, you know, high octane and play that game and take it to them, and, you know, the results will come.
Thank you very much, Robbie, and I think that's a clear, incisive strategy and instruction coming from that bench. Can they execute out of this quarter break?
Well, obviously, looking at the fans enjoying the action here, supporting Cobra Sport.
Just now on the inbound. And that's a strong pass, easy finish on the interior. Mpaka, you know, flexes his muscles on that make, but it really was some great execution out of that baseline, out of bounds play. Kim, step back three. Ball short into the hands of Wang, who throws up, and it's Kier who touches it in. The sky is above. Everyone pick up another two and continue to roll on the offensive side.
And that's 14 points for Kier.
Jamal hits his own version of a reply, and back they come. 8-point game, 30 plays, 22. Harrington, try a three of his own. Shorts, nicely picked up and cleaned up by Mpaka. Now it is Mwamba to Mpaka. Mwamba, now sees Mwamba working, looking for options. This side they go and bundle to the floor. The second opportunity on the second one, as Chimbao gets that one. Rather, Ishungu gets that 1-4. And they have a solid game plan. They're going inside. They're utilizing Mwamba. And the flop by Kid sees him go to the ground. The shot went in. And this was that nice pass. The Kier just tipped it in on the alley-oop.
Very beautiful there from Wang, who, like I said, back home, his name means eye. So he has an eye for this assist.
He certainly does. And there's another opportunity. Shungo, three defenders around him. That shot forced up, and then Harrington just couldn't keep it alive. There was a push call, though. Mpaka, I think, picks up that call. And it's going to be Cobra Sport basketball. Second foul for Mpaka. First team foul for Espoir Fukash.
Well, it is ball possession for Cobra Sport. How will they react under pressure? It's just a six-point game now.
The drive in.
And the extension over the defense. That's fantastic work by Rick. The block now. Kim will not allow Kasongo in the game. Shungo feeds out. The three-point shot shorted on the front rim. Harrington out in transition. Puts up, looking for the alley-oop. And won't go at all. Now with Shungo. Baseline. Panzer's wild pass falls favorably into the hands of Chibao, who will pick up his first field goal, first two, and that's the fortune favoring Espoir Foucache. Six-point game. Wick. Turns. Well, Wang turns, finishes, gets two. Pirouetting. Smart read, great finish, and there's a little bit of blood on the mouth, on the lips of that man, Paka.
Well, looking at Wang, that's exactly the versatility he brings onto that court, and that's why he's a very important player for them.
And it's Kir who comes in, deny access. Kasongo had the first defender in the air, but could not get by Kir on that one. Chris Paka, third foul. Has had an impact, and Okorafor back on the floor for the team from DR Congo. Picked up on the rebound, Wang, all alone! Two more to the total.
It's such a beauty to watch Wang, very busy on offense and defense.
Pass out to Kasongo, loses the handle, that was a just miscontrolled. Now it is Diro, and he likes that right-hand finish going left. Didn't quite work out on that one, but there was an infringement, so foul called. Just hesitates here, does Diro, and on the follow, both Kier.
It is frustration for Manyang, because he expects the team to deliver in transition. Of course, there's a lot of traffic in the paint.
Before that make. He's also got four rebounds. The young 18-year-old point guard getting the start, and he's been pretty good for this Cobra Sport outfit. Chibao shoots from the free throw line. Kerr looks like he got a touch. Here we go. A chance for Cobra Sport out on the fast break. Wang. And drives right into the heart of the defense. And it's Bobo now who's in for some minutes. He draws his first foul. And it's a 12-point game. And Cobra Sport have been very composed on the offensive end. They're making the right choices, led pretty much by that man Wang and his decision making, his ability to pass the basketball, and also his aggression on offense.
You talk about choices, but Espoir Foucache will continue to be disappointed with the fouls that they keep compiling every quarter of each game that they've played, and they're already at three team fouls with 6 minutes 21 seconds to go.
That's gone up to four, in fact, Osha.
And that's four for now. And obviously for coach Raven Mwimba, trying to get his team into victory mode. They have a lot of work to do. Their work is cut out against this Cobra Sport team.
1-2 on that trip. Chance for Foucache once again. Okorafor, Chibao, call for the travel. There's just danger time here for Espoir Foucache with a 13-point deficit. Gotta try and see if they can get a couple of scores on each possession.
little bit of concern coming through on the face of coach Avukash. Ball out. 3-point shot falls, and ice in his veins is Wek as he knocks down the 3-pointer.
Well, Wek, obviously, with his first 2 points of this game, he's been searching. He tried earlier behind the arc, in the paint as well. And finally, he can celebrate.
The lead now starting to balloon. And I think we're going to have...
And this is Voice of America, Mukbil Yabro and Sonny Young, alongside Prince Nesta, Cobra Sports 42, Espor Fukash 26. The team is really getting away from it. Sonny, what are your thoughts on the second quarter?
I think Cobra Sport might be pulling away here. 16-point lead, and one of the guys that you like a lot, Mukbil, number 5 for Cobra Sport, Patiet Wang, 10 points, and he's been teaming up nicely with Mayan Kier. Kier with 14 points. He had 12 in the first quarter. And let's turn it over to Prince Nesta for your thoughts of the game so far.
I totally agree with you, Sonny, 100%. Basically, what's happening is that Cobra Sport is taking the game straight to the doorsteps of the Fukash team. And, you know, our Fukash is actually fouling them so much, they should avoid those fouls. If I was them and if I was their coach, I would slow down the game a little bit, because what's happening is that Cobra Sport wants to rush them and they're falling into that trap, hence why they're committing too many mistakes. I would slow down the game and, you know, analyze it and wait. And, you know, especially three-point plays, if you're committing more fouls, then three-point plays can really help you.
Prince, absolutely. Just simply from the points from turnovers, Cobra Sport has 14 points from turnovers that Fukash is giving them. Fukash only has 3 points from turnovers on the opposite side. As well as the fast break points, 13 points, fast break points for Cobra Sports. They are really, really taking it to them, keeping that fast tempo, and it's really showing. It's either getting them the baskets that they want or they're getting to the free throw line. A lot of them are really converting from the free throw line as well.
Right now, Cobra Sport has its biggest lead, 16 points, 42-26 over Fukash. And the players are back out on the court, so let's go back to Cairo for the action.
Patiet Wang is 10, but they played some outstanding basketball. A timeout call because it's Bob Fukash trying to figure out a way back. And Asher, I think I saw Robbie just behind the bench of Coach Mwemba. And Robbie, perhaps you could give us some nuggets, because Espoir Fukash is facing a little bit of a deficit here.
Yeah, thanks, Q. It's pretty straightforward, you know. They've got to put pressure on the player with the ball. They've got to make sure that they're tight in defense. They don't want to allow them to play. They're getting too much space, and they're not defending the ring. They've got to make sure that they're tight in every aspect in defense to stop them from getting those points.
Defense turns to offense, as they say, and wins championships, and that's definitely going to be a focus here. Kasongo, at the free throw line, I think there was a tech call there, just off the ball, Asher.
Exactly that. We can see that the referee, Julian McFadden, just showed that it's ball possession for Cobra Sport, and David Deng will be scoring from the free throw line.
There's just so much confusion. Looking at Julian McFadden just chatting to the table. Now, crew chief referee calling in all three refs. Reading, trying to lip read and pick up exactly what the referees are saying.
How good are you, Q? What did you see? What did you hear?
I saw him said the basket counted and it's just going to be an inbound, and I think that is the way that they call it, and we get this game back underway because they just came out of that timeout.
That's right.
Okorafor inside. Kasongo turns, skies, and scores. Nice isolation move. And then he just turned to the bucket and got the two right there.
Q. I've just been joined by basketball royalty, of course, Dikembe Mutombo, sat next to me. Dikembe, can you just tell me how much and how important it is to have a team from the DRC playing in this BAL? You must be extremely proud.
I'm very proud to see the country from my homeland be represented here at the board. You know, it's a dream come true. I know last year we didn't have a team from DRC, but this year it was something that brought me a lot of joy. I was a little bit surprised.
It's fantastic. We've got new teams coming into this competition every year. I mean, how great is this for African basketball?
It shows that our game is growing, that everyone is very exciting to have a chance to compete at the ball game. Nobody want to miss it. So you see teams are making effort to be part of this tournament. And I think it's going to get bigger and bigger as the year goes by.
We've got a player who's 15 years of age here. We've got youngsters watching. What's your message to those children out there across the continent who dream of following in the footsteps of yourself?
To tell them, keep a dream alive. Don't give up hope. You know, keep believing in yourself. This game is open for any kids who got big dream. If you have a dream to succeed, if you have a dream to play at the ball, your dream will come true.
I've got goosebumps. Thank you, Dikembe. Thank you very much. Back to you, Q and Usher.
Thank you very much, Robbie. I've got goosebumps too. And Usher, inspirational words.
Inspirational words there from the legend himself, and obviously the DRC has produced incredible players in the NBA. Bismack Biyombo. Right now you have Jonathan Kuminga. And in the past years, Christian Eyenga, Emmanuel Mudiay, Didier Ilunga, Moenga. Representing at the highest level of basketball in the world.
One day you would love to see that team out at the African Basketball Championships with all of those pieces. But for now, it's the Basketball Africa League, the platform, and really great words coming from the legend Dikembe Mutombo. But back to the game we go. It is Espoir Fokash, trailed by 15. Mwamba rolls it to Okorafor. Okorafor steps back and looks like he got the shot off in time, but there was a contact foul underneath the bucket, and so it is Deng whistled for the contact. And because in the act of shooting, they think they do pick up Deng for the contact call, but Okorafor will go to the free throw line.
He literally put his arm around
his waist. It was an act of love, it was. Usher. It was just an act of love.
Absolutely not around his waist, for sure.
Well, the young,
not for a player who is 106 centimeters.
He's 206 and he's 17 years old. And he's, of course, the NBA Elevate player for this Espoir for Cast team. And he continues to add value. He's one of three Nigerians that are part of the Elevate program. Ruben Chinyelo, Andre Igovoja, the other two guys that we got to see in that Sahara Conference. Here it is, Hampton underneath, and Hampton's shot attempt was derailed by the defense, and you'll get a chance to go to the free throw line. Leon Hampton skying with all of that 7 foot frame, just could not get the final touch.
Well, Cobra Sport are trying to be consistent on offense. You can see that every time Espoir Fokash try to cut down the deficit, they keep pushing on every possession. And that's exactly what Coach Mayang wants from his team and expects as they look for their first victory at the BIL.
Hampton has played 28 minutes in this competition. He's averaging 7 points, 4.5 rebounds. He does play a role, and with so many rebounders around him, he first of all is size inside the paint, and then, you know, he's happy to play second fiddle to some of the more athletic guards on this Cobra Sport roster.
And misses the second one.
Q, we got two players who are on doubles, of course. You know, we've got Q with 14 and Wang with 13 points. But look at that scoreline, 46 points, 3 minutes 40 left before the end of the first half. Zamalek got to 101 points. This is a really strong showing, isn't it? It is Judgment Day, and everybody needs to come out and perform just like you guys are.
we love to hear that, and it is Judgment Day indeed. This is a winner takes all. There's a lot on the line. It's a high-stakes game.
And obviously, looking at Sarah Chan from South Sudan, a scout for the Toronto Raptors, in attendance here, supporting Cobra Sport.
Dang! Three ball from downtown. It's a big-time three from David Deng.
David Deng, a.k.a. Dekong, as he's known.
Quick reply is that man, Wamba. Harrington, now for Cobra Sport. Harrington out of Albany State, drives, and this time is able to draw the contact on that. And chance for him to go to the free throw line. And Jared Harrington's had a pretty tough time of it. 25 minutes, he's averaged. He's been struggled from the field, shooting about 40%, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and he came in, of course, picked up by the Cape from the Cape Town Tigers. That's the three from Deng, and he's a unconventional release, but does knock down those long three-point shots.
Well, obviously, it's a change of style for Jared as compared to what he's used to. This is a very physical team, as we know, players from the DRC and players from South Sudan. Very versatile as well on the floor, but he's doing his best to learn and be part of the Cobra Sport unit.
In different styles in the different regions of the continent, and that's part of the feature of this amazing Basketball Africa League platform. Drive and foul is Kasongo was trying to figure out a way to get to the rim, going to the right hand. Inbound for Espa Fokas. Kasongo. And that's an easy score. Nice work just off of that. Rather, Jack Kapongo with that two for this Espoir Fokas outfit. 50 plays, 36 now. 2:27 left in the second quarter. Harrington round the screen. Right at the body of Okorafor. Misses the rebound. Comes the chance for Espoir Fokas to get out in transition. Mwamba. Hook shot. Not there. Okorafor can't hold on the offensive glass. And last touch coming off Cobra Sport. So they will keep possession alive. Just frenetic back and forth. This rebounding battle is fascinating to watch. Baseline shot skies. Harrington comes away off that full-up miss. Shot from the three-point line falls, and it's Wick showing his range. Another one for Cobra Sport. Looking for a quick reply. Kapongo shot short. 53-36.
Yeah, Q, I think we saw 5 three-pointers out of 11, which is absolutely remarkable. It's a fantastic stat there for Cobra Sports, who are, well, putting on quite a fine show from long distance, from downtown, as we like to say.
Well, they certainly are. With just 90 seconds left, they've got to, let's pop a casket out, figure out a way to just get some coverage on the perimeter. And that's that beautiful three-pointer from Wick. Takes his total up to 8. And Joy on the bench there. Some fantastic dance moves on display. Mayan Kier showing support for his teammates out there.
It turns out he's not just a point scorer. He can dance as well and celebrate.
I taught him everything.
We're sure about that.
You didn't hear that.
Next time, I'd just like to see what it looked like Robbie joins on in some of those moves.
Got the moves, got the grooves.
We'll expect that at some point during the game.
Oh, a one-on-one, you mean? Is that what you're on about?
I'll be the referee.
Yeah, right.
Gabriel. Wick. Rogado. Wang steps out of bounds. And that's going to be an unforced error and a turnover. And a chance just here for this Espoir Focas to make some inroads into the significant Cobra Sport lead. Baseline. Clean as a whistle. That's a fantastic shot by Fuller, who's starting to find some touch for the Espoir Focas team from the DRC. Fuller. 5 points. 53-38 the score. 54.1 seconds left. Deng inbounds. Just a slight delay before Paul came out, and it's a chance now for Albany State's Jared Harrington to go to work. Around the Hampton screen. Pulls up from the elbow. This one a tad bit long. Chance for Fukash. Again, just falling short, and that long pass doesn't go to hand, and an unforced turnover. Kapongo looking for what we call a touchdown.
Espoir Focas have really struggled on transition. Every time they have the possession, they almost lose the ball all the time, and that is frustrating for Coach Raven.
The three ball falls as Wang continues to make it rain from the outside. And every time Focas looked like they have an answer, it's been that man Wang from the perimeter. Harrington goes left. Two more, the lead up to 20.
Beautiful assist there from Dekong.
Shot short. It's Okorafor battling for it. The game clock at 1 second. Will they get the shot up in time? No, they won't. And that's the way that the second quarter comes to an end, because it's been all Cobra Sport. Jared Harrington on the drive with the left hand. No look pass comes in, but it really has been.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, halftime in Cairo. Cobra Sport, venomous Cobra Sport, up by 20 points, 58-38 over Espoir Focas. I'm joined by super producer Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. And Mukbil, I like what I'm seeing from Cobra Sport.
Man, Cobra Sport is being led by my guy, Pattiet Wang. He really is going crazy. I'm really liking him being a floor general. He's not only assisting, he's taking it to the floor. He's really doing everything that you need. We were talking about this guard play earlier on, right? We were saying that both Cobra Sport and Focas haven't really been able to find their guard play. I think Cobra Sport has found their guard play.
Yeah. Now, Wang, doing a little online research, he has some ties to the USA, right?
Yeah, he actually played for the University of Colorado, Pac-12. So knowing how difficult the Pac-12 is, I'm sure he's had his fair share of experiences in D1. But yeah, he's really showing us that he could take his game to the next level with this game right now. Prince.
Yep. I definitely agree with you. I know how difficult the Pac-12 is, because Oregon Ducks, where I go to school, is actually a member of the Pac-12.
Yeah. Well, go Ducks, go Ducks.
Well, Prince, I think it's quiz time once again. And that we mentioned Wang playing for the University of Colorado.
Yeah.
NBA champion from 2004, who also attended the University of Colorado as an undergrad. I'll give you a little clue here, Prince. As a player, he suited up for the Celtics, the Raptors, the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, the Pistons, the New York Knicks. He had a wide-ranging NBA career, and he also has coached presently with the Portland Trail Blazers. Care to take a guess who I'm talking about?
Is that Ray Billups?
You good. That's good, Prince.
Big Shot Billups.
Big Shot Billups. Chauncey Billups. That's a good one, Prince. You are...
I managed because when you mentioned Portland Trail Blazers, then, you know, Portland is also here in Oregon. And I was like, there must be some connection there. But,
No, that's a good quiz answer, Prince. I mean, I had to look that one up with my friend Google.
I've got another one for you, too, actually. There's a big, big connection, especially as far as this game is concerned. You can see a large build-up, a larger contingent of, Sudanese supporters supporting their team. And I had a question for you, too.
Okay.
Which country in Africa has the most pyramids?
Good question. Which country in Africa has the most pyramids?
I would say Sudan.
All right, I'm guessing it's not Egypt. I'm gonna stray away from there. I'll go with I'm gonna follow Mukbil. I'm gonna go with Sudan, Prince.
Absolutely, you guys heard that right.
Push you. There we go.
And right now the Sudanese team is actually playing like the home team, considering the fact that Sudan is not that very far off from Egypt. They're immediate neighbors,
right.
And so you're seeing the big support base as far as the South Sudanese team is concerned. Not really immediate neighbors they used to be, but now South Sudan and there is Sudan up in the north, and then Egypt. But yeah, at the same time, we can say that they're neighbors compared to DR Congolese team, for sure.
I mean, I know you follow the geopolitical situation, Prince. We were talking about that in terms of Brittany Griner yesterday on the show. What about the political relationship between Sudan and Egypt? Is it overall pretty good?
The political relationship, that is one that I haven't really followed up much, but I would say there has been turmoil for sure. Both nations have seen political turmoil in there. You'll recall the Arab Spring when, their president, Hosni Mubarak, here in Egypt especially, was actually, removed from power. At the same time, Sudan actually had its own issues. Mm-hmm. You recall Omar al-Bashir, especially not Sudan, that is, had issues. Omar al-Bashir was also removed from power. South Sudan has had its own fair share of issues. But, I always know that they always fight, especially in regards to the waters of the Nile. As Egypt depends on the waters of River Nile, it has always caused troubles with a lot of other African countries, including Sudan, Ethiopia, and Kenya, because Lake Victoria is actually in surrounds three countries, Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya, but they cannot use that water because it's the source of the River Nile, and Egypt depends on it, and there's like contracts which were signed way back, which, prevents these nations from using a certain amount of volume of water from the Lake Victoria because of the River Nile, and that has always generated lots of issues, Sunny.
And I know there's probably contracts in terms of putting up dams and, certain restrictions on the water. That's such a valuable resource in Africa.
Absolutely. Very key for survival. Very, very key, especially as far as the Egyptian survival is concerned, honestly. And even Ethiopia, which has faced lots of famine, they were building one of the biggest dams, in Africa, and that was causing issues. I don't know where that went a little bit quiet since Ethiopia also had its issues recently, but we'll wait and see how that goes.
Well, 20-point lead right now for Cobra Sport, Mukbil. My predictions so far have not been very good, but I can see Cobra Sport holding on to this lead in the second half.
Absolutely. I think we were talking about this off air, that we both had Cobra Sport winning the game today. But honestly speaking, the way that they're playing right now, 58-38, they've shot 58% from the field, which is unbelievable. It just means that they're really shooting high percentage shots a lot from the paint, and really taking it to them, forcing them into foul situations. And they're really making it count from the free throw line as well. They have about 18 assists to 5 assists that Fukash have Four steals even for both teams, and Cobra Sport is seven for 13 from 3-point land, whereas Fukashi is 4 for 16. So pretty much everything going Cobra Sport's way right now in the first half. In order for Fukashi to really get back in this game, they got to get some stops, slow down the tempo. Fast tempo is not working for them at the moment, and the coaching's got to get some kind of rotation in. Players seem fatigued. They seem tired. We have our man Bobo Kasasa, who was the leading scorer for Fukashi in their first game. He's been very quiet, so we got to get him back in the game or get him involved somehow. Because I remember in the first game that they played, once he got excited, it generated that excitement for the rest of the team, similar to what Mayan Kerr did early on for his team, for Cobra Sport. So maybe get him back in the mix, get him some open looks, and see where it goes.
Prince Nesta, one player I think we might possibly see in the second half in Cairo is, especially if Cobra Sport can maintain this big lead, is their big 15-year-old ball elevate pro player, Kamen Malak. 7 feet tall, 15 years old. And we've actually, I think we saw him earlier, Prince. He moves quite well on the floor. I thought he could really get up and down the court for a big man.
Absolutely. He's been terrific so far. You know, he has no fear at all. And that goes on to show you the confidence level as far as the South Sudanese team is concerned has really improved. And that's really great to see, you know, such a young guy come out here and prove himself. I mean, Cobra Sports today are looking like petrol, you know. Would you care to tell me what they ate for breakfast, Mukbil? Because
I need it. I think, you know, Prince, I think the team really had a sense of urgency in this game that, They realized if they lose a third game in this tournament, that's pretty, they're pretty much packing their bags at that point. Mm-hmm. That they really need a win in Cairo today.
Absolutely, and they came out guns blazing. They have really been excellent, especially when it comes to communication and defense. They have really thrived when it comes to the three-point plays. I mean, they're sinking them from downtown. And, you know, I think basically Fukash team has a they're going to have to climb, you know, they have a long way to go, especially if they want to win this particular game, in the sense of they might have to avoid fouling too much. At the same time, they're really struggling defensively. You know, you've mentioned Kasasa. Kasasa will need to wake up at least and, you know, inspire his team, because, you know, they are not playing together today, as you know, and with that sort of toughness that, you know, I always associate the Congolese team. I mean, Dikembe Mutombo, who's a tough player, came from, you know, DRC. We've seen people like Bismack Biyombo, you know, play for Charlotte Hornets, you know, tough Congolese players. But really, I'm not seeing these players trying to be like these two guys that I've mentioned.
In fact, Prince, Dikembe Mutombo on the sidelines in Cairo for this game. And, you know, he has talked about how it was a dream of his to see a club from the Democratic Republic of Congo participate in the Basketball Africa League. I would imagine Dikembe is kind of disappointed right now in the team's performance. What do you think, Mukbil?
Yeah, I definitely would have to agree with that. But the interesting thing about the team is we were talking about the sense of urgency that Fukash is not playing with. They only have one loss in comparison to the two losses that Cobra Sport does. And the sense of urgency, to me, is really what is setting these two teams apart. If we really look at it from a skill level, and if we look at their heights, they both are really long teams. They both play a similar kind of play. But the guard play in particular for Cobra Sport has been tremendous today in comparison to Fukashi's play, and I think that's been the major difference. Other than that, I think if they were playing better defense, less turnovers, and slowing the pace down of the game, they really could do it. You know, just as much as Cobra Sport was able to get this lead in the first half, there's an entire second half left. You can keep building and breaking away at that lead if Cobra Sport doesn't do what they have to do to maintain it. So third quarter, if they come out with the level of intensity, that this is a do-or-die game situation for them, the same urgency that Cobra Sport is playing with, then they might be able to break into this lead.
And, you know, the three-point shot, you can get back into a game very quickly. Right now they're down by 20 points, yeah. 58 to 38. But, yeah, we'll see what Fukash does. Prince, I want to give a shout-out to one of Muckbill's favorite female referees in this tournament, Dorothy Okach,
yes,
from Botswana. And Dorothy is officiating this game right now between Cobra Sport and Espoir Fukash. And once again, Prince, it's good to see the ladies out there with the whistle around their neck.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's so great. It goes on to show the impact that ladies can bring as far as these basketball referees are concerned. They have had to overcome so many challenges, you know, to pursue their passion, especially when it comes to Africa. And seeing towering figures such as Dorothy Okach do it really is really inspirational to the rest of the women folk back in the continent.
Well, Muckbill, we've got a couple minutes left. Any final thoughts on the first half of action and maybe what Fukash needs to do to get back in this game?
Yeah, I'll just pretty much repeat my sentiments from earlier. Slowing the pace down of the game, playing Fukash's style of basketball, which is swinging the ball around, making sure that you get a couple of passes in, dribble down, try to make it to the paint if you can't kick it out. But get those looks that you normally would have gotten when the pace is your pace. Make sure you're not playing the same pace that Cobra Sport is playing. Also, working hands. I remember in the first half of their first game, I was saying that they had working, yeah, hands. They were sliding. They were shifting, moving their hands around. And that was what...
A lot of energy. Yeah, energy.
That's what it takes in order to play defense. You know what I mean? Without that, honestly, it's going to be a very difficult second half for them. But I really do feel as though they can get back in the game with the defense, slowing down the pace of the game, and making sure that the turnovers. Make sure you do not turn the ball over as much as you can, you know. And with, yeah, that, hopefully they're going to be able to get back in it.
Prince Nesta, the second game this evening begins at 11 p.m. local time in Cairo. And I'll toss this one your way. I asked Muckbill earlier if he had ever played basketball at that hour. What about you? Have you ever dribbled the ball at 11 or midnight, late at night?
Yes, I have done so, and it was, I was on a date, actually, and it was a really bad day. It ended up being a really bad day, and I'd rather forget about that. But I did that 3 years ago. I was in Nevada, still doing my master's at the University of Nevada, Reno, and yes, this lady, she was a bit busy, and she told me the only time she could meet was around 11 o'clock at night, and I obliged for sure. And I went, and we met at the basketball court, played, but trust me, I...
Hey, Prince, was there no love in basketball?
Well, my dribbling skills really didn't save me, and I, you know, some things just don't translate. I'm really good in basketball, but really didn't translate as far as that date was concerned. I never got the call back.
Well, Prince Nesta, Muckbill Yabaro, I think they're getting ready for some second half action in Cairo. Right now, Cobra Sport in front of Espoir Fukash by 20 points, 58 to 38. We'll be back post-game for some analysis. So please keep it locked on the Voice of America. Let's go back to Cairo.
Espoir Fukash.
Well, they start out the ball on the right-hand side, and that is going to be Okorafor. Kicks to Mbanza, who's back in at the point guard. Now at the top of the key, inside. They go. A chance to work. Baseline shot is a tad bit strong. There's a infringement on that shot attempt of Roddy Fuller. The defense comes across late, and that means that there's going to be a shot now at the free throw line on the first possession of this first half. It's the ball fake, the one dribbled inside, and it's David Deng, who's just a tad bit late, comes across to commit the foul. And we have our first foul of the half and a chance to go again. Mr. Fuller at the free throw line. If there's a way for them to come back, it's going to be from the free throw line, because clock stays stopped and gives them the chance to make some inroads into the score.
Both teams have been aggressive in the paint and find themselves in difficult situations where they foul. But for Espoir Fukash, they'll be happy with the way they started the third quarter.
A perfect start for the Espoir Fukash. Not so great as a three-point shot goes up from Deng on the right-hand side, and there's a foul that comes in, and it's that man Kasongo late on the start attempt. On the right-hand side of the court, just done the long elbow, so it means that now DeKong will go to the free throw line for three, and he's one of their outstanding players in the qualifiers. He really did put up some great numbers. It's his length and his athleticism, the way that he impacts the game with his energy. 15.6 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. He also had a block shot, 1.4 blocks, 1.2 steals. And he managed to shoot at about 60% from that free throw line.
And Q, it's just quite interesting, because Raven Mwimbo is just talking to Kasongo to say, you've got to go tight, you've got to go tight. And he commits the foul, you know, immediately afterwards, just showing you how they've got to get in there. And they've really got to put their faces up against these Cobra Sport players who are, well, throwing everything at Espoir.
We're talking about Coach Raven, a former Congolese national player. He's had experience at the highest level, bringing that into the coaching here in Cairo. So he understands what it means. You call a timeout, say something, and the players do the exact opposite, cue.
Sometimes they do. It's Mbanza. Drives left, goes right, and there's Okorafor on the follow. And the miss from Mbanza comes off, and Okorafor puts it back with two hands. 19-point game. Now from the short corner, the three short from that man Wang, looking to find range again. Okorafor. The pass slipped into the paint from that man Mbanza, who's looking locked in. And Okorafor, using every single bit of that frame, and he draws the foul. This is Okorafor on the follow, and that is just beautiful drive in. Mbanza goes to his right hand, Okorafor over everybody for the poster.
Great representation there from the NBA Africa Academy that is contributing a player each to all the 12 teams competing in season 2 of the BAL. And a perfect way to introduce himself to international basketball.
David Deng will head to the bench, and back comes in Mayan Kier. Now out on the break, blocked by Okorafor, who skies, access denied. Fantastic block, a chance for Espoir Fukash. Wide open, Fuller sees it, and it's Franz Hayen. Rebound, Shunga. Bodies hard inside the paint, shows the two arms, is a muscle man, is strong inside. And they have been physically dominant just to start out here in the third. Nice work. Up he went, and down he came with that fantastic block. Okorafor.
I know someone who would be very happy to see that at that moment. Dikembe Mutombo, of course, who knows a little bit about blocking.
A little bit indeed. Well, a bit of worry there for Coach Manyang, as his team has already gotten 3 team fouls in under 2 minutes in this quarter.
Yeah! Fighting in between the trees. 3 defenders around him underneath the rim, and gets the score, the end one, and a chance for him to go back to the cherry striper. He just hustles. He has this knack for being busy inside the paint. He missed the first shot attempt, got back the second one, and drew the contact and won.
Well, you talk about Kier being busy. His name means a river, and he's flowing. He's flowing points. And that's 17 points for him in this game so far.
Flowing points, flowing on the floor. Just keeps it flowing for this amazing Cobra Sport team. 64-44, back up to 20. The lead is Mwamba, hounded by Dio. There was a little elbow, just a bit of contact as Wek went to ground. And if Kasongo, Wek, Dio, a whole bunch of players just looking like they are in stripes. There's a lot of physicality on the floor, Asher.
As I said, this is an East African derby after the Democratic Republic of Congo joined the East African community on March the 29th. So it is hectic, as you say back home in South Africa. It's hectic, this game.
Hectic is the right choice of words, Theo. And to go have that, it looked like just a little bit of a contusion seen to medical staff. We'll have to have a look at that. And I guess we'll find out just a little bit more on what happened to that man, Theo, in a bit. Abanza drives left, well contested by Kerr, gets a touch on it and is able to control off the block. He has numbers now. The shot attempt goes up and over the rim, and there's another one. Rebound picked up Hampton, who's back in. Okorafor gets a block on his shot, and there's a chance now. Hampton is worse for wear. It goes to ground. It looks absolutely knackered after that play.
Well, that play represents what this game means for both teams. You can see both sets of players trying to get a hold of that ball.
Yeah, it's just a little update with Arsene Mwamba. Just got a little bit of a cut to the lip, so he's just going to get treatment now. He'll be back.
Well, I look forward to those updates. Thank you very much, Robbie. Okorafor. Elbow jumper rattles in and out. Eshungu's there on the cleanup, battles around Kier, gets that 2 points, and they have not given up. There's still hope here for Espoir for Carlos Eshungu. 8 points. 3-pointer from the short corner. It's a tad strong. Hampton, in between four players, picks it up, feeds to Harrington, who shorts the jumper from the free throw line. They get a third chance opportunity, and now it's another foul.
And both sets of coaches will be happy with that reaction, fighting and trying to get into the business end of this game.
Wick, the recipient of the foul, he's going to get a chance now. They have been to the charity stripe with a lot of frequency. It's just the way Cobra Sport like to play the game.
Okorafor's got four fouls now, of course, and you can see that Cobra Sport got 14 fouls, so four either side of the court, but in two different departments.
That is the fervor of youth, they call it. Okorafor, though, looks like he's going to be staying on the floor. They're going to use their body as far and as much as they can. Shungu spins, goes baseline and scores just under the rim, gets behind Kerr. That's a fantastic move. Cobra Sport, 6:26 left, 18 points the gap. Hampton feeds out to the wide open shooter, and Wick knocks down from the 3-point elbow. And that's a great offensive possession for that Cobra Sport team. And back the other way, Fulad knocks down the three, and quick reply.
Well, now we have a shooting clinic here, Q. I don't know if you want to join the party.
I've always liked shooting clinics. I think they're a healthy environment, and there's a foul called. Kasongo looks on, but I think he's the guilty party. Fula, Kasongo, just around the referee to try and determine the screen by Kier, and yes, you can see the hand from Kasongo. Could he trying to get around that Kier screen?
Yeah, he tried to beat the screen, but that's why it's called a screen. It works all the time if you do it the right way.
When you're a big frame like Mayan Kerr, 209 he is, a wide body, is difficult to get around. Harrington. Wick. Our first look at Kamal Maluach. And Maluach is the 15-year-old Elevate player, stands at 7 feet. He's a towering frame indeed.
You talk about towering. South Sudanese have two tribes in the Dinkas and the Nuers. And I tell you what, this is the tallest population on the African continent. Q, if you head over there, everyone is your height. 7 feet, I think.
I'm 6'7". I'll be in good company.
Well, you'll be the short one.
Now, just a little bit more confusion. Referees just confirming whether there is a shooting violation. Both teams have got four team fouls apiece, and it was 5:47 left here, still 19 points. And I think they have confirmed the crew chief and referee Julian McFadden just trying to make sure that everything is cleared from both his two assistant referees and the table.
Yes, yeah, so just looking at the shot clock
and the game
on
clock.
The other side, supposed to show 9.
Yes, there is a problem with the one side of the rim, the game and shot clock not working, so I'm not sure that the game will continue. I think they're going to keep it rolling with just one working.
No, they got him back working now. Julian McFadden obviously making his mark there and getting it all set.
The long-range bomb is long rebound off it, and Ishungu cleans up for Fukash. Mbaza gets it back at the elbow, goes around the pick. The pull-up from the top of the key. Rebound picked up again. And then now a shot from Fuller, who connects from three-point land. Second chance opportunity there. Fuller gets a second look and knocks down that one. And it's starting to come alive. 10, 12 points now for Fuller. And back. And a little bit of hope there is for Cash. But watch. Or Kerr, rather. Loses it in between three defenders. And,
well, that's good defense there from Espoir Fukash. You can see how much detail they're paying to whenever Mayan Kerr has the ball. He's the danger man.
Well, it's 69-53 the score with 4:59 left. The timeout is called. We're going to have a break, so we'll be right back after this.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. Right now, we have about 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Cobra Sport leading
69-53 with a 16-point lead. Cobra Sport still being able to maintain that lead that they had. It seems as though Fukash is trying their best to get back in this game. Couple threes, they're getting a couple threes, getting a couple good looks, but it's still seeming like it's a very, very daunting task for them to be able to break into this lead. Can they get it under 10?
What do you think, Prince Nesta? Can they get it under 10 points?
That's gonna be quite, so it's gonna be quite a tough thing to do, because what's happening is that right now, the Sudanese team, Cobra Sport, has smelled victory, and so they're just doing what's called game management. You know, if Fukash scores a point, then they go and score like a three-point play and stuff like that. And, you know, they have also, what's happened is also Fukash have also really played well offensively in terms of some of the two-point plays that they're having. But at the same time, you see the game management on the part of Cobra Sport. Their defense is just working wonders. But it's really going to be a tall ride for the Fukash team.
Okay, let's go back to the action.
And here in the third, just out of the timeout, 69-53, and at the free throw line. Espoir Fukash, Glory Bobo now stands at 1-98. At the free throw line for the team out of the DRC and Kinshasa, and they're fighting back. Manuash in with the 7-foot frame, loses the ball. Shot comes from the 3-point line, and on the rebound, Weck can't hold. And it will be a fortunate turn of events, because it will be Cobra Sport basketball. Three players in double figures for this Cobra Sport outfit. 17 points for Kerr. Weck has 13 and Wang 16 to combine for what has been an impressive performance in this so far by Cobra Sport.
Well, you can see how much they've grown in the last two games that they've played, obviously playing against Zamalek and Petra de Luanda, and that has sort of prepared them for the remaining three games. So far they're doing well and looking good. 19-point lead in the third quarter.
Up to 19 for Wang, who hit a three. Now it is Kasongo, fakes, gets the defender around him, hits three more. And we saw him light it up in the first game against FAP. He can certainly shoot the ball from three-point land. Don't let him get the hot hand. Hampton out to Wang from the same spot that he tried earlier. And this time he shorts it, misses completely. And it's going to be for Kash basketball, wearing, showing the gestures that he thought that would have gotten a little bit better for him, but missed absolutely everything on that one. Now it's Kasongo inside. They go, a chance to work. Sungo goes to the hook shot, is blocked by Hampton. They have 2 7-footers in the paint. Malawash up and in! And the big man flexes it down. In transition, the late help from Banza. There's nothing he could do with the 7-footer just in the paint and at the rim.
Well, when you look at the intensity, the energy, and the precision with that dunk, there's more from where that came from.
A nice moment for the NBA Elevate player, Malawash. Come on, Malawash. Let's just remind people that he's 15 years old.
And he's actually the youngest of the NBA Academy players that has been selected or has been given the chance to play in all of the 12 different teams competing in this season's BAL.
Thank you very much, Robbie. It's great to know that, and he's certainly giving a good account of himself so far. Fuller. Carter tightly, he pulls up, contested well. Chance for Wang, he has Wick. Passes to Wick, Hampton is there to clean up and flashes again on the rebound. And they are relentless on the offensive glass right now, Cobra Sport.
Now Cobra Sport had options in that paint, and eventually the 2 points were delivered.
And Banza grabs him to the painted area, draws the foul again. Both teams are now in the penalty. And Narcisse Mbanza, out of Canada, he had an interesting history. He played in the Canada Elite Basketball League, and this was the fast break where Leon Hampton was there to clean up and see the options you were talking about, Asha.
Exactly.
Hampton, though, there to pick up the basketball and the flex on the team. And talking about Mbanza, 25-year-old guard out of Canada, played in the Canada Elite Basketball League for the Edmonton Stingers, and averaged 18 points, 5.8 rebounds, and 4 assists, so he can score, and they can go to him. And built on his experience, spent 4 years out of the University of Winnipeg in Canada.
Well, absolutely, for him, it's a great experience to play here in Africa. Just get a taste of a different style of basketball, and he's been able to fit in so far with the Cobra Sport and enjoy the basketball as well.
Dio is back in the game. Hampton cleans up and flushes it down. Wow, he's had some presence in the paint. There's Leon Hampton, the big man, playing big, and there's nothing they can do once he's there. And they even get called for the tick, just on the hang. You see the shot goes up, Hampton is there, flushes it down, hangs for a second, and we saw a couple of his ticks called yesterday. We saw the one on Ike Diogu, just remember, after
Preston.
That, and Billy Preston. So this is in line with what we've seen.
Yes, the celebration there was a tad too much, Q.
I told you, I'm not a fan. The fourth foul there on Leon Hampton. You've got to allow guys to celebrate on their hard work.
That's right. The intensity of the game, the momentum, Cobra Sport are feeling the good vibes that are coming with the 20-point lead.
Robbie, I think you know a little something about celebrating too much.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Q. Of course I don't. Don't drag me into this conversation.
We'll get into the details later.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to get in there. No, just keep me out of that one.
Well, the ball comes in, and a chance for Shungu to go to work. 2 defenders on him. Once he gets baseline, it becomes difficult because he's a big frame. And forces the foul. And Hampton, I think, picking up that foul. And I think it's foul number 5. So he will foul out and force change now. And it is just as he started to impose himself in the game. Hampton looked like he was ready for it. And unfortunately, now he won't be taking any part of this game anymore.
Yeah, Dorothy Okatch of Botswana just saying, I'm sorry, but yeah, it is foul number 5. And I'm afraid that it's game over for you. So please take your seat. He did it elegantly, I can promise you that.
Well, he won't take it in bad faith, and in comes Lual Akwe. who will take up the responsibility in the paint. But first, defense on that free throw line.
Well, the rebound comes out favorably, and it's a chance here for Cobra Sport.
And that man went, Wick open, and hits again.
Great find. Precision shooting from the three-point line, and Cobra Sport is just putting on a show right now from the perimeter.
Manza drives,
goes to the left hand, and he'll draw another foul. And Malawach is frustrated, but that man, Mbanza, again.
Well, obviously, Malawach getting a bit of caution there from his teammate Wang, just telling him if he goes up, he has to put up his hand straight. And the 3-point shooting there from Wek brings a lot of experience from the South Sudan national team that played at the FIBA AfroBasket last year in Kigali, and just, you know, growing as South Sudan attempt to conquer the world, but first the BAL here in Cairo.
Yeah, the South Sudan team did outstandingly well in those qualifiers, and he averaged 5 points and 2.5 rebounds. He's the only member on this team that was part of that South Sudan setup. And meanwhile, it is Mbanza back at the free throw line. 1 of 2 on that trip. 21 points the game and the lead here. Wick. Harrington on the right side. Back out to Harrington. Thought about the three. Dribbles in, and it's now a chance. Back to Deal. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Wadang kicks out. He went a tad bit strong and stepped out on the baseline, so it's going to be a turnover on Luau Wadang. And that 6-11 frame, just a little bit out of control, and a turnover for him and Cobra Sport. Mbanza, elbow jumper, short and wide right. And the rebound cleaned up by Malawash, who's towering frame there inside the paint. Harrington, the Cobra Sport pass into Malawash. It's picked up and picked away. Kasongo thought about the pull-up jumper in transition. Chance to go to work. Sungu inside, and he gets called for the offensive foul. The clear out is the elbow, a little bit too physical in the eyes of a referee, Julian McFadden, and so it's going to be, not two shots, but it will be a change of possession.
Well, talking about Julian McFadden, played college basketball in the USA, so he knows a thing or two about hustling in the paint, Q.
Well, that's a great bit of information there. And, you know, players that become referees is a tough one. I think it's a tough transition there.
That's a tough one. I wouldn't attempt myself.
Wick, short on the left-hand side, kicks out, back to Deal. They keep the possession alive. He floats one up, goes backboard, and 2 points there for Wick. And two more to this Cobra Sport total, 83-60, with 32 seconds remaining in the third. And it's been a spirited fight by Cobra Sport. And this is where you can see the youth of Malawash, who just a tad bit over-eager. And given the foul situation, you know, he's got to just temper all of that enthusiasm just a little bit, because that cheap foul means that you're sending a recognized shooter to the free throw line.
And obviously for the coach, Manyang, he's not complaining. Of course, he's frustrated, but he will let him stay on the court just to get that experience and play at this level.
And this was the deal floater. He went glass on that one and got the touch. You talk about Malawash. He picked up his third foul now. And you're right, the coach shouldn't mind at this point. It's invaluable minutes, an invaluable experience for the young man on the floor. Harrington. Around the screen. Malawash will try the three, and there's a chance for the easy dunk away with the exclamation point on that Malawash miss.
Well, obviously for Wek, it's been an incredible game, coming off the bench and putting double digits, 20 points. Leads, absolutely incredible.
Leads all scorers, and there's a chance here for Harrington to try and close out the quarter. The shot goes up. He tried to draw the foul, but it falls short, and that's the way that we're going to get to the end of this.
I'm VOA Sonny Young. You're listening to Special Basketball Africa League coverage on The Voice of America. Right now, after three quarters of play in Cairo,
it is 85-61. Cobra Sport is up. And it's seeming like they're just on cruise control at the moment. Every time Fukash tries to make an imprint on this lead or a dent on the lead, they just continue to keep scoring, keeping the lead as is around that 15-point mark.
Prince Nesta, looks like Cobra Sport, unless something really just falls apart, will be picking up its first win in the Basketball Africa League.
Absolutely, and they'll be doing it in style and fashion. I mean, they have been getting the balls to their team's best shooters, and they've really improved defensively, considering the fact that the first two games that they lost, you know, they are so weak on the defense and defensive end, and they have come back to this one, proven and showed the world what they can do, and this is one team to watch, Sonny.
Quick shout-out for Nyang Wek of Cobra Sports. He has 20 points so far. I think that makes him the team high scorer. Patty Yet Wang, your man, Mukbil, he's got 19 points. Mayan Kier with 17. Lots of contributions from different players, Mukbil.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Cobra Sports team really is doing what needs to be done. They have about six players that have contributed to this lead. As mentioned, Mayan Kier really kicked them off with an amazing start. He's been kind of quiet from the scoring perspective as of late, but still making major contributions on both ends of the court. He also has about eight rebounds to go along with his 17 points. Patty Wang has 19 points, and as mentioned, the high man for the team at the moment is Nyang Wek with 20 points. Yeah.
Good overall showing by Cobra Sport. Let's go back to Cairo. Cobra Sport in front, 85-61.
61, and a lot of work to be done here by the outfit from DRC and Kinshasa. And in the ascendancy, the team out of Juba, Espoir Fukash, looking good for them. But they still have 10 minutes of enthralling basketball ahead.
Well, it's been difficult, obviously, for Espoir Fukash. There were 14 points down at the end of the third quarter against FAP, and now they're 24 points down against Cobra Sport from South Sudan. They need to see how to get into the fourth quarter, as always. But looking at the numbers, 23 assists for Cobra Sport. Incredible teamwork there, Q. And six steals for Espoir Fukash. They've been doing a great job on defense, but obviously looking at the field goals.
Well, yeah, certainly 52% from the field, and those 10 three-pointers on 23 shot attempts is what has been one of the standout features of their play. They've shared the ball well. They've found seams and open shots, and they've knocked down those open shots, which is why they are where they are. Kier is back in, 17 points.
And talking about Kier, he's been incredible for Cobra Sport. 17 points in this game, 8 rebounds.
And just as we say, that's what we call the commentator's curse. He misses on that free throw.
I don't think I have anything to do with it, Q. It must be you.
Well, I know our shot goes up, and there's going to be a rebound chase down to Shingo. That's fantastic work to keep that alive. Throws it off the leg of Deng, who's back in, and he keeps the possession alive. These little wins, it just starts with a play like that, and you know, a little bit of belief, and a scoring run can happen in a heartbeat with the level of talent that you have on the floor.
And obviously that is basketball for you.
Shot clock violation. Ambanza doesn't pick up the fact that there was no time left on the shot clock, and there's going to be a turnover, and it's going to be Cobra Sport basketball. Robbie, somewhere here in the arena. And Robbie, out of the quarter break, did you pick up anything from the coaching benches?
Yeah, just from Raven Mwemba, he just wants to, he wants his players to go a little bit higher and press a little bit higher because they just got a little bit too much space, a little bit too much ability to shine and do what they want to do, just like you can see.
Well, it certainly is a good call, and that's another rebound that's chased down by Kier. We've seen him do this in so many different ways, and when he's around the rim, he's a problem, and he's got the ability to score and finish.
Well, are you saying that that's the reason why Chris Lazar fouled him, because he missed before on the free throw line, but well, he's delivered on that one. He's let it count.
Four fouls now on that man, Chris Mpaka-Laza. He's only got 2 points. Banza, thrown away. Deal, a chance now in transition. They have numbers. Dang, bundles into the defense, and that's a heads-up defensive play. And really brave play by Mwamba, getting into the path of the 6'9" Dang. And he pick up his fourth foul on that charge.
That was a bad call there for Deng because he had options in the paint. He had Mayan, he had Jared, he had Wang. He could have scored an easy 2 points.
Well, on that charge, he'll go to the bench. He'll have to take a breather. And yeah, he did have options. He should have got the ball ahead, but chose to hold on. And now he heads all the way into the bench. 88-61 the score. Mbata hounded on defense, runs out of options, and Malawash gets a touch, so they'll keep it a Espoir Fokash possession. But they're running out of ideas here on the offensive end. The high pick and roll and running into trouble. Let's see if they can come up with something different on this possession. Pull up shot from wide on the right hand side, and the three pointer is front iron, and it's going to be picked up by Cobra Sport. Deal. Fake drive, pass out, and long range bomb to front iron from Cobra Sport as Wang shot was just front iron. There's a scramble for the basketball, and it's going to be Cobra Sport basketball as the hustle and fall, bodies fall to the floor trying to scramble for that possession, and it is the possession arrow and the jump ball called, I think, and so it will be.
Well, obviously frustration there, but Espoir Fokash have to find a way of delivering, making it count. The hustle is good, but it needs to deliver on the other side of the court.
Mbaza, Shungu, 10 points. Another long range shot by Shimbao. Now Kier to Harrington, who goes left. He thunders a little left-handed tomahawk in. Jared Harrington, 9 points on that beautiful feed from Mayan Kerr, who's a paid provider on that one. That 7 foot frame from Manawash forcing the travel, and that's the value of height, Ashokan Bisha, inside the paint.
Absolutely, and he's unafraid to keep trying out new things on defense. And obviously, looking at that dunk, Jared with a great left hand get the 2 points.
It's really all about the pass, the ability to look ahead and finding the man in space. Jared Harrington skies for two, and there's a timeout call. It's 90-61.
Yeah, this could be a long fourth quarter. Jeez.
And we are back. Voice of America, fourth quarter. This is Mukbil Yabro with Sonny Young and Prince Nesta. Cobra Sports 90, Espoir Fokash 61. Borderline 30-point lead.
Yeah, blowout. It's blowout win, it looks like, for Cobra Sport. But, yeah, run down the scores for Cobra Sport, Mukbil. It looks like
At the moment, we have High Man tied up between Mayan Kier and Nyang Wek, but it seems as though they've actually taken back 2 points from him, so it's showing that he has 18 points at the moment. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but Patty at Wang has 19 points as well. So those three are the top scorers for Cobra Sports. And on the Espoir Fokash side, we have Raleigh Nyanga with 12, Emmanuel Sangu with 10, and Narcisse Ambangs with 11. But it's just not proven to be enough. Prince.
Yeah, Prince, I think you can say Cobra Sport today has truly been venomous.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Sonny. Their index, I know index is your favorite word. Their index, they have a high index.
Plus minus. They have a great plus minus index tonight. They really do.
I agree with you. They have really been great. And this is the East African Community Derby. And so they are proving victorious since the DRC recently joined the East African Community.
Well, we'll be joining you post game for some thoughts, and we'll look ahead to Wednesday's second game. But for now, let's go back to Cairo for the action.
16 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Cobra Sport possession just out of the timeout, and they've been dominant from the first quarter. Malawash with a touch inside the paint.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and welcome back to our special coverage of Basketball Africa League 2022. We've had some technical difficulties. We've lost our feed from Cairo, but I can report that Cobra Sport from South Sudan appears to be headed to its first victory in the Basketball Africa League. They've been leading by 20 to 30 points throughout this game, and right now it looks like we've got about 4 minutes left in Cairo, and my latest score, Cobra Sport 100, and the team from Espoir Foucache 67, and we're back 100 to 67. Let's go back to Cairo now for the action.
Context, so back to the free throw line we go, and these teams have been pretty good at drawing fouls and getting opportunities out there at the free throw line. Mamba connects.
And it's ball possession now for Cobra Sport, who are going to try and run the clock.
Kier fires from the elbow. Count the bucket. Up to 22. They have been in rhythm and in sync from the opening tip-off.
Four players in double figures for Cobra Sport. They're filling this game. They're doing the right thing.
Mamba throws up, looking for that alley-oop play, and it was not there. Akora Four is also picking up some valuable minutes. Both elevate players here being utilized by their respective coaches, and it's fantastic to see.
It is fantastic to see, and you can see how much of celebration and glory it brings.
Akora Four passes ahead to Mamba. Mamba looking at his options, sees Akora Four inside the paint. He faces up and short jumper falls. Two more. Still lead at 30. Mayan Kerr will get the continuation. And,
he was already in movement, in transit. Mayan Kirkir, the man was named twice.
He was named Tyson. Sometimes they go with one. Sometimes you can go with both. You know the culture.
Yes, sir. He was named twice. And obviously looking at the South Sudanese fans celebrating and enjoying this one.
Well, you called him double-double. He has one. 10 rebounds to go along with his 24 points. 11 rebounds to go along with his 24 points.
Absolutely incredible from Cobra Sport.
And the 8-second violation backcourt. And still not taking their foot off the pedal. They have been relentless. And there are no easy games in the Basketball Africa League. The timeout has been called. And it's going to be Cobra Sport who want to have a chat. And Coach Beverly, obviously a lot happier. Those fans in the house, obviously quite happy as well, because this win is their first one, or this likely win is their first one in the competition, and a much, much needed one.
And obviously it means so much. South Sudan have been building their basketball in recent years, and with Luol Deng, former NBA player at the helm of the Federation, Maria Anuat, who is seated right here next to us, the Secretary General, Deng Beer, who's also the owner of this club, Cobra Sport, also treasurer of the South Sudan Basketball Federation. The gentlemen have done an incredible job to promote and grow the game of basketball. And obviously, looking at the stats there, Padiet won 24 points, bringing the game to Espoir Foucache.
Wang has got it done in so many different ways. It's the ability to knock down open threes. They are looking for him, is being rewarded for his ability to hit those open shots, and my, he's in rhythm.
He is in rhythm, and he knows it, and it's great that he's gotten an opportunity to showcase his talent here at the BAL. He'll take a break on the bench as the five that have been chosen to return into this one for the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And you have obviously Malual on the court and Ajak. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. And again, we'll get into this, but it's a Cobra Sport with the possession. Harrington drives right at the Cobra four, and the outstretched arm does just enough to force a miss. Now a chance for Espoir Foucache. They drive in. And I'm not sure where Double O Robbie is, but Robbie, you had a look at the mood on the bench, and was there something that we could pick up from just the body language of the players?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously it's difficult for Foucache. They know they've got one extra player than Cobra Sport to, you know, to pick from. But at the end of the day, when you get to that stage of the final quarter, you know, there's not much time left on the clock. You can just fight, you know, fight for your country, fight for your team, and do as much as you can and finish on a high, you know. Nothing's done just yet. Okay, it's, they're facing possibly defeat, but there's still more basketball to be played, Q.
There's still 2 minutes and 22 seconds of Basketball Africa League action. And a chance for Cobra Sport. Gregory Kasongo. He's out on the open floor and he has his own two-handed dunk. And, momentum. A little bit of something. A highlight for the bench and himself.
Well, obviously, you can see the body language. It's been tough for them in the fourth quarter, but they'll still fight. It is the essence of the game of basketball.
Beautiful play by Okorafor, who jumps, fakes left and right, and finishes with the left hand.
And Harrington. And Q, you have to ask yourself, what should Ravan Mwimba tell his players with 1 minute 30 seconds to go in this last quarter?
The word is always, basketball is a game of possessions. You finish strong. And there's no doubt that you can see the sadness on the face of the Espoir Foucache players as they take in the fact that this one is not going to go their way. Kasongo fires the three, knocks it in. 80 points is a good total to get. It means that they've been able to put some offense together. They just got to do a better job on the defensive end. And there's another finish as Ajak gets two to his total. They are relentless, Ajak. High pressure. There's 8 second call.
It is the second time it's happening in the last quarter. Just goes to show a bit of how distracted Espoir Foucache players are, but perhaps understandably so, Q.
It's not giving up. And what you're seeing is that Cobra Sport players are continuing to just play the game, and there's a lapse and a concentration from Harrington, who tries to get the inbound pass. It spills back over, and so now again, you know, unforced error. They worked hard to get that position back. Ajak worked hard, and now they a simple turnover, and they don't value the possession of the basketball. Ajak wanted that one, Okorafor. I think it's going to be the guy who goes to the free throw line. Oh, it's Tamba who will go to the free throw line.
Abraham Tanga.
First look at him from the charity stripe. Here.
And he gets his first point of the game.
Part of this young core, only 18 years old, and another one of the players and the prospects that, you know, will be valued in terms of the experience that they're getting right now.
Absolutely, and that is what Espoir Foucache are trying to build back home in Kinshasa, to give hope to this generation and use the game of basketball to better their lives.
Harrington from the free throw line knocks them down. Up to 14 points. It's been his best offensive performance for Cobra Sport since his move from the Tigers. Kasongo, it's caught up. two defenders right there around him. Chimbu. And Chimbu there to dissuade Kasongo from any shot attempts. It's 32.5 seconds left. There's still 13 seconds on the shot clock.
And obviously, looking at the celebrations on the Cobra Sport bench, they know they did the hard work, Q. They deserve this lead.
And they'll value this win. You know, they are no easy games. You've heard it as a theme reiterated throughout. Every win in the Basketball Africa League is earned. They are no easy games. And you know how difficult it is to